Let me introduce the political panel joining me here today. They're Timmy Dooley, Minister of State for Fisheries and the Marine, and Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan and his party's spokesperson on justice. And Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow and her party's spokesperson on climate, environment and biodiversity. Good afternoon to you all. Thanks very much for joining us here in studio. Now, there was a lot of coverage this week of the death of Joe Drennan and the sentence handed down to the driver of the car that killed him in a hit and run in Limerick in 2023. Kieran Fogarty, who pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of the 21-year-old student, received a 6.5-year sentence, but that's to run concurrently with an 8-year sentence he's already serving for a number of firearms offences. The family of Joe Drennan has called for the Director of Public Prosecutions to review that sentence. Timmy Dooley, your party colleague, Willie O'Dea, has backed the Drennan family's call for this sentence to be appealed. What's your view?
Yeah, well, I haven't spoken to Willie about it, but I've seen his comments in relation to Sam, and I think he's going to go ahead and make that call. I'm familiar with similar cases in the past, and when I was opposition spokesperson on transport back in 2013, and it relates to the O'Farrell case, which I think we're going to move on to, but the principles are similar, where at that stage, even the event of leaving the scene of an accident was not prosecuted as an individual or as a separate item. Through work that I and others did, we brought forward motions in relation to that and ultimately had an amendment to the Road Traffic Act, which set out and scheduled it as a specific offence where somebody effectively leaves the scene of a crime, leaves somebody in some cases to die without the appropriate supports that they would have expected to get. So if that issue was going to be raised with the DPP, then obviously they will adjudicate it. I'm in a position where I shouldn't exercise a criticism.
Let's keep it to the generalities.
I'm certainly disappointed with the outcome of that case, and I fully understand how the family would rightly feel that they haven't gotten justice from their perspective for their loved one and for their son.
Well, in the generality then, rather than the specificity of that case, Conor Sheehan, the new Labour Party TD for Limerick City, asked the Taoiseach in the Dáil during the week, and he asked him to look at the need for sentencing guidelines around concurrent sentences being handed out to perpetrators of violent crime. Micheál Martin said it was traumatic for the family in that case, but in general terms, he said he'll talk to the Minister for Justice on it. That could take a while, but do you imagine something will come out of that?
Well, in general terms, I think it is appropriate on an ongoing basis when an issue with the specifics of this or other cases, that you learn from them and that the judiciary have the opportunity to learn from them. And that's why then the Oireachtas has the capacity in certain circumstances to look at a review or give guidelines and direction in relation to sentencing. Now, generally, you don't want to be over-prescriptive either, because cases are run in a manner where all of the facts are taken into account by the judge, and you'd want that to take place. There are oftentimes circumstances beyond what's obvious to those of us that are looking in from outside, so therefore it would be normal that you'd give the judiciary that discretion. Where a pattern emerges over time, I think it's appropriate that the legislature would look at it and would provide some guidelines in relation to same.
All right. Jennifer Whitmore, obviously, you know, concurrent sentences, nobody would like to see anyone accumulate a life sentence because of concurrent shoplifting offences. But in a case where somebody has lost their life, in a case such as this, do you think the issue of consecutive and concurrent sentencing needs to be looked at?
I absolutely do. Look, I think if you put yourself in the position of that family and indeed Joe's friends, like, you would be so angry at what happened this week, the outcome. And I can absolutely understand how they feel that justice wasn't served and that there wasn't accountability for what happened. And I think there is clearly a need to look at the issue of concurrent sentencing and legal reforms. You know, if there's instances, as Timmy said, if this is a repeat issue, you know, certainly there needs to be a review of it, and we do need to look at, like, I mean, with any policies, with any law, it's really important that they're dynamic, that we're continually reviewing, making sure that they meet the needs of our communities, and, you know, that, and the legal system is no different from that. So I do think there certainly is a need to review that.
Matt Carty, you're in the most recent reshuffle of Sinn Féin's front bench. You find yourself in the justice brief. I mean, what issues arise from a case like this that would give you cause for concern, or do you have cause concern about striking a balance between concurrent and consecutive sentencing?
Oh, absolutely, there's cause for concern, and in the first instance, it's at a personal level. There was a very powerful written report in one of the newspapers of the instance when Joe's father, who had gone through the trauma of losing his son, realised the impact of the judge's words, which were essentially that the perpetrator of his death wasn't going to serve a day in prison for that particular crime. He essentially got a 2-for-1 bargain. And in my view, concurrent sentences shouldn't be applied when the result of one of the crimes is the loss of life. And I do think we need to figure out legislative, if necessary, or guidelines, if possible, mechanism to address that issue, because there's nothing more traumatic, not only on the immediate family, but on a community. I saw UL students who knew Joe, coming out to mobilise in support of his family. You know, the trauma went way beyond just the immediate family. And in these instances, it's important that not only is justice done, but justice is seen to be done. And I know you're moving on to the Shane O'Farrell case, but there are so many similarities in terms of the trauma. And I have to say, it does strike me that had the call of the O'Farrell family 11 years ago a public inquiry, maybe some of those lessons would have been learned already in advance of this case.
Okay, for any listener who's not familiar with the case of Shane O'Farrell, he was a young law student who was killed in a hit and run while he was out cycling nearly 14 years ago. And the man driving the car was subsequently found to have been convicted of a number of theft, drug and road traffic offences. He should have been jailed, but for reasons that have yet to become clear, and we'll get into this in a moment. He was out on bail when he killed Shane on the road near his home in Carrickmacross in 2011. His family, as you say, have called for a public inquiry consistently. They've met with the now Justice Minister. They met with Jim O'Callaghan when he was in opposition. They're hopeful for a public inquiry. You've been backing this call for some years, Matt Carthy. I think where it is at the moment is that it's to be referred to the Justice Committee. What's your view of it being referred to the committee?
Well, the Justice Committee came out of nowhere last June, I think, when Sinn Féin brought forward a private member's motion, the second motion to reiterate the previous Dáil and Shannon calls, which were actually introduced by Jim O'Callaghan, it should be said, for a public inquiry
last July.
When that original motion was passed, it was on the back of a very lengthy GSOC investigation that actually ended up raising more questions than providing answers. Rather than implementing the wishes of the Dáil at that stage, the then Fine Gael Justice Minister actually established a scope and inquiry that nobody looked for and that many people feared was a delaying mechanism, and it turned out to be just that.
It recommended no public inquiry.
I don't want to go into all the detail because we'd be here all day, but there are again many questions unanswered in terms of that, many critical pieces of information that weren't addressed at all. And in fact, part of that report, shamefully in my view, actually criticised Shane himself for his own death, and his crime was driving cycling on a hard shoulder of a busy road. The person responsible for Shane's death was the person who was driving the car, nobody else. But when we brought forward the further motion last summer, there was consternation within government, precisely because so many members of government parties, particularly within Fianna Fáil and particularly Jim O'Callaghan, had been so vociferous in supporting the position that government decided not to oppose, which was the instinct. And then this ruse, as I would call it, by the then minister, that it would be referred to the Justice Committee. Now, I saw that as another delaying mechanism, but saw that it might be an avenue to actually advance it. And the minister said she was going to write to the Justice Committee at that point. Remember, that was before the Dáil summer recess. I had asked several times in the remaining term of the Dáil through parliamentary question what the status of that was.
It
was told that it was going
to happen.
And ultimately it transpired that Helen McEntee didn't actually even write to the Oireachtas Committee at all. So what I would say to Jim O'Callaghan now, and what I would hope he will now do, is what he knows is right. And the way we know that he knows it's right is because he's on the record of saying it, and that is to work with the family to establish a public independent inquiry into the circumstances of Shane's death and the actions of the state agencies in relation to it.
All right. Helen McEntee said that the reason she didn't write at the committee was because of the general election. We do want to hear just our colleague Barry Lenehan on Drive Time spoke to Lucy O'Farrell, Shane O'Farrell's mother, and she gave an outline of what she wanted. Here she is speaking to Barry on Friday.
Well, our biggest supporter was Deputy Jim O'Callaghan while in opposition. So I would hope that Jim O'Callaghan would do the right thing, Minister O'Callaghan, and give dignity and respect to Shane and peace to our family.
And that was Lucy O'Farrell there. Timmy Dooley, on the 26th of April 2018, writing to the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Jim O'Callaghan, TD, now Justice Minister, said, "I believe this family are entitled to accountability for the failings of An Garda the Síochána, but unfortunately this is not provided for in the GSOC report. As you are aware, Fianna Fáil believes that there should be a commission of investigation established in respect of the death of Shane O'Farrell." Full stop. What's changed?
Well, I don't know that anything has changed specifically, but there was a Houghton report that identified by Judge Houghton Matt refers to it, and it is often referred to as a scoping inquiry. Now, scoping inquiries are generally a lot shorter and a lot more brief than that, and the recommendations from those generally are either you have or don't have a public inquiry. However, in this instance, it runs to over 400 pages. It's very extensive. It addresses lots of issues and goes through in great detail. It doesn't recommend a public inquiry.
There's lots of inaccuracies as well.
Okay, and but my understanding and my expectation is that in the first instance, that Minister O'Callaghan will refer that to the committee, as was promised in the previous time, and it'll be for the committee to go through in detail to identify the weaknesses that you've rightly identified, and I think there are others that have also seen.
But isn't it ultimately within the gift of the minister to establish or not to establish a public inquiry? There is no formal need to run it through the Justice Committee. Jim O'Callaghan committed to this in 2018. In 2019, the Taoiseach wrote to the family to say they had his full support. And indeed, you've met with the family several times yourself. Did you tell them you supported a public inquiry?
I met them on many occasions. The interaction that I had with them at that stage was about changing the legislation so that the perpetrators of such an act would be held accountable. I worked through that with others, with Matt's party from an opposition perspective, and with Leo Varadkar, who was Minister for Transport at the time, and that legislation ultimately was enacted. So I lived through on that end. Just in relation to the public inquiry, that'll be a decision for government. Minister O'Callaghan. Well, I'd like to see what happens at the Justice Committee, first of all. I have to take cognizance of what Justice Houghton saw with his detailed investigation. It was comprehensive. It wasn't just a desktop analysis of what happened. It was very detailed. He put a lot of time and effort into it. So to move it forward, I think we've got, we'd have to look at it in great detail. And I think that can be done at committee. I think it's open to politicians to thrash it through there. There's some very significant weaknesses in terms of the case.
Let me put it a different way. Do you believe there are outstanding questions surrounding the death of Shane O'Farrell?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And they are not resolved in the Houghton report?
They're not resolved in the Houghton report.
And can they be resolved in the Justice Committee?
I'd like to think they could.
The Justice Committee has no powers of compellability or investigative powers. So can the Justice Committee resolve the issues that Justice Houghton could not resolve in his scoping report?
Well, I don't want to preempt what a committee might ultimately
achieve. The powers of the committee are not those of a public inquiry.
No, I accept that. I accept that. And there was a referendum on that and the public weren't minded.
Okay, so I suppose...
But what I said, it's up to the committee to do the work under the guidance of the Minister for Justice. If he's not happy and if the Dáil generally isn't happy, it's then open to the government at a later stage, having gone through that process, to hold a public inquiry. And I'd be prepared to go with whatever the ultimate decision is there.
Okay, Jennifer Whitmore.
I think just how long does this family have to wait for justice, essentially? I mean, they've been fighting for 10 years. As you said, the Justice Minister, he has all previously supported this. And I think it's really important that actually, rather than kicking it to a committee, which will mean another year of discussions or however long, I think there needs to be a public inquiry. And actually, with the public inquiry, not only will the family get justice and they'll feel like they've been heard, but actually, we do need as a state to identify if there are major gaps. And there clearly was. I mean, even Timmy said there was major gaps. Like, surely as a state, we need to know and understand what those gaps are and make sure that no other family goes through what this family have gone through. So I think, I think it's there is an onus on the Minister for Justice now to actually uphold his commitment previously and to make sure that there is the public inquiry that we and the family need to see.
Can I just make one short point, Colm? See, the difficulty is anybody who's read the background of this story will just be astounded by the number of court appearances this man had, the number of times that he was stopped by Gardaí, including a short period before he killed Shane, in cars without NCT, without tax insurance, where you know, there were clearly cause for arrest and clearly cause for confiscation of the car.
You feel a public inquiry is needed to establish why he was allowed to remain.
The questions that are there are so serious that not only is it not appropriate, it's not possible for a Oireachtas committee to get to the answers. You need to have an inquiry that has full compellability, has full access to all of the information. There is and I've asked the questions in respect of, for example, the Garda files on this particular individual, all of them. Would they be made available to the Justice Committee? I haven't got a response to that, but I fear what the response would be and that would be in the negative. And I think Jennifer is absolutely right. This is going on way too long. Every mechanism that has been thrown by government appears to be a delaying mechanism, and I fear that this is another and the real crux of this, because yes, it's justice for Shane O'Farrell and his family, but it's also to ensure that no other family has to go through what they went through.
And I think we need to recognise as well, the family have done a huge service to the state. I mean, they continually, no matter what barriers were put up in front of them, they continually fought to get the information when a lot of arms of the state would appear to be trying to stop them. So, you know, I think we need to recognise that as well.
Briefly, Timmy Dooley, is cost a consideration here? I mean, the Farrelly inquiry into events in the southeast around the Grace case ran over the time, and there has been considerable cost, although they have produced a number of interim reports. Has that given the government, has that had a chilling effect on the government's willingness to establish public inquiries?
Well, I certainly never have heard that argument advanced as a reason for not proceeding with the public inquiry. I'd be very, very doubtful of that, Chair.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. We're going to hear from somebody who is on dialysis and how they were affected by Storm Éowyn and their fears for a further red weather warning.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.